A controversial art project by a 16-year-old Mill River Union student will go on display Friday at Rutland's Chaffee Arts Center, getting a public showing after all. School officials ordered the teen's photographs taken down from a year-end showcase, saying some students had complained the images were offensive. But anger over Mill River's perceived censorship has led to an even larger platform for the artist and raised questions about the school's decision-making. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
Lior Toot Zarfati Ironman grew up in Paulet. She says her unusual name is a mashup of her parents' Israeli and German heritage. Most people just call her Tootie. The controversy at the heart of this story centers around a hobby she incorporated into her final senior art project.
This is the pentagram that I had on one of my models. It's a very simple tie. You can do it in about, 5 minutes.
Slowly and methodically, she loops bright blue rope this way and that way around her torso, twisting and tightening.
And it just makes this little star shape on your body.
She's demonstrating the art of shibari, a Japanese word that means to tie decoratively. Zarfati Ironman says she came across the practice by accident while researching knots. She likes puzzles and working with her hands and says creating intricate patterns with rope is relaxing.
My mom's walked into my room at 10 at night and I'll just be sitting there with a piece of rope messing around. Just okay, whatever, have fun.
Last fall, the Mill River Union senior had to come up with a project for her advanced placement art class, and she wanted something that would stand out.
I want to do something that challenges a little bit and creates a thought-invoking effect. So I went with shibari because it's very artistic, but, it's something that you don't see around.
Her friends, boys as well as girls, agreed to be models. They dressed in black and allowed Zarfati Ironman to tie them up with colorful ropes and be photographed. Her final project is made up of 12 evocative images. One that's especially eye-catching is of a young woman's arms.
That's one of my favorites. This is my friend.
You don't see her face, just her arms tightly bound across her chest in bright green rope. It's stunning. But if you Google shibari, you'll find it's closely linked to sexual bondage, which is why this project has raised eyebrows.
It definitely does have that connotation.
Zarfati Ironman stresses that to her, the rope tying isn't sexual. Rather, she wanted to use it artistically to bring attention to the fact that many people, especially women, feel restrained all the time.
I just want people to start thinking about where their limits are and either if they want to push them and how they could push them and if it was appropriate to push them.
She says her art teacher and school officials signed off on the project early on, and many of her photos had been on display in the art room for months.
I did sit and I met with the artist, and I call Tootie the artist because she is absolutely amazing. And I said, go for it. Let's do this.
That's Todd Finn. He was principal of Mill River until March of this year when he took a job in Maine. Tyler Wiedemann, the school's current principal, says he was unaware of the art project and he ordered the photos taken down.
I have 12-year-olds in the building. And with that respect, I don't want to discount Tootie's work at all. I think her work is awesome and it's fantastic, but it's just not an appropriate venue for that young of a child to see those pictures.
He said students had complained they didn't like seeing other students tied up. The display had been near the nurse's office, and Wiedemann says he worried it might disturb vulnerable students seeking help. Zarfati Ironman removed her photos, but she hung up a petition asking to have her artwork shown, and she says more than 50 teachers and students signed it. She also added an addendum to her artist statement that explained the purpose of her photos and what she was trying to express. It reads in part, quote, "Ironically, my work representing the restrictions of society has been restricted itself. I apologize that art is no longer something to spark discussions and challenge the mind," unquote. Zahara Zarfati, her mother, says she and her daughter met with Wiedemann a few days later, but she says Wiedemann left it up to them to find a different venue for her daughter's school project, which Zarfati felt was a cop-out.
Somebody might choose to think that her art is inappropriate, and that's okay.
Debate can be good, she says. And if Mill River Union wants to become a hub for art and music education, She says school officials can't shy away from it.
Even and especially with subjects that are uncomfortable. We're talking about gender identity, we're talking about color of skin, we're talking about what kind of bathroom for whom, we're talking about, what to do, how to present yourself in society. All these have to be negotiated and looked at seriously, and the only way to do it is with healthy communication. So if students or parents or even teachers are afraid to express themselves, I think there is trouble.
The Chaffee Arts Center in Rutland will showcase Lior Tudy's Arfati Ironman's photographs in a special exhibit that opens Friday. Gallery officials said a local artist paid for the teenager's membership, and her photos will kick off a year of student art at the Chaffee. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.